Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio Presents Party or Go Home. I hope you're having a wonderful day.
Century, 21st century, 21st century.
Ogleton, one of our new bands out on Mystic. And speaking of British, we have Doug Moody in the studio. Good morning, Doug. Hello. Oh, I thought we had him in the studio. He's on the board here. Okay, well, Sleepyhead's just not up yet. All right, well, let's go back to some Red Groove.
We'll be right back.
Anymore either. Today and today only, I'm offering buy one, get one free. All you have to do is go to mysticrecordshq.com and buy a record.
All right, listen. I've got a CD by Vomit. I bought it. Does it play? Does it fuck on my BM fucking CD player? That's what Campbell calls it.
Give B&M's.
So next time you see Vomit, you go buy a CD, and it's buy one, you get one free. I said you buy one, you get one free.
Bitch, I'll bet you got to know. Pissed off.
Okay, so that's right. All day today, buy one, get one free. Anything on the Mystic Records HQ website, so that's www.mysticrecordshq.com, and whatever you buy, you will get one free. All right, so we have a guest here in the studio today, Monsieur. And how are you, Monsieur?
I'm doing pretty excellent, I got to say. That's so much better than 2020.
I know. I hate all those stuffy interviews, you know, because it's like, okay. So I'm introducing you today to our audience as the official videographer and editor for Mystic Records. And he's been working feverishly, and we've got a lot of projects coming up, and it's so fun to have you here on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on the show. It's very
humbling. You are a musician, and would you like to tell us about your band?
Well, let's see. The last band was called Death Punks, which was about 15 years ago. And at the time we couldn't find, because I looked very vigorously through, you know, websites and search engines. And the only thing that was Death Punks at that time was the Turbo Negro album that had Play It to Death Punks on it. And back then they still weren't back together doing all their stuff. So, we just looked at it as something that describes many things, you know, like maybe it's post-punk, but really it's punk rock and, you know, the hybrids that have come out from it. Because punk is one of those things that's not just influences other, you know, genres and things like that, but it also absorbs influence from a lot of great things like hardcore and, you know, whatever it is. Surf music has had an impact on there. Oi. All kinds of things like that. And I think that's one of the unique things about punk is that it can absorb these other genres and totally make it its own.
Well, yeah, I've been playing a little bit of British punk and you know, it's like the Hymen Blasters. I mean, they're all in a world of their own. I mean, how many punk rock bands not only have a saxophone, but a flutist, and you know, they're very musically good. And when they first came to me and wanted to put out their album, I'm like, dude, I mean, come on, I've worked with the Mentors. I don't find it offensive, but don't tell Tipper Gore, because she's going to go off the rocks.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, and if you didn't know how good the Hymen Blasters actually are, you know, it's like you'd pass over them really quick, you know, unless you actually heard them or saw them perform, because they're like really good. And it's hard nowadays to find the right genre and subgenre when you're putting out music, because, you know, there's so many different variations of hardcore and screamo and emo and
right,
alternative,
right.
And, you know, the list just goes on.
Yeah.
Cowpunk. You got a little bit of
right,
Western
exactly,
hillbilly in there, you know.
But, it, you know what I mean? It just, in punk rock, those things work. You know, I mean, like with the Beatles started, you know, they were just a normal rock band, bass,
right,
drums, the guitar, you know, and
right,
some of them sang and whatnot. But as they evolved, you see them adding other things into their music, and to where it
right,
felt like, you know, two different Beatles by the time they started to the time they
yes,
ended.
That's really true. And look at David Bowie, you know, I mean, he was under a lot of pressure from his record label to keep pumping out the music, and he really went all out, and so did actually Mick Jagger, you know, the Stones.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, all of so many of the those band, you know, these bands just really evolved, and you know, it's really fun to see them. And I don't like to crack a whip at my artists, like poor David Bowie, man. I mean, he really had to jump through hoops, you know, but he did it. You know?
And sometimes that's what it takes to get to the place where you need to be. I mean,
yeah,
compromise.
Yeah.
You look at a band like the Big Boys, you know, and half of their songs are just great punk and the other half are disco songs. So there had to be some compromise in there. Like, if we're going to do this, you're going to do that. And they worked it out, you know, and
they
because
did,
they worked
yeah.
it out, we got some great Texas punk rock from them.
Nice. Yeah. I have a couple of bands that were just came out fresh and new and were really aggressive. Antisocial is one of them with Charles Cordova and Infirmities. I mean, Infirmities in Antisocial, I mean, they wanted to go to Europe. They wanted to tour, and they did. And they played with all of the big headliners and They've got to play with just about everybody and anybody that I've ever worked with, and you know, I was in the beginning of punk rock, and it's like, you know, when you really have that drive, you know, and you want to,
you know,
be somewhere.
And that's a thing. Like, for me, the music is like, it's the theme music to my life. You know, it's not Barry Manilow. I like Barry Manilow, believe it or not, because I grew up with that time. But
at the
like, I've never had a Barry Manilow vinyl. Right. But the greatest thrill, you know, we get, I don't know if you've talked about the site yet, but, you know, is for bands that have the talent.
Give it
you
a
know,
plug.
And they get to, it's punkrock101.com. And so when we see a band, you know, go from their small pond and get to play and, like, maybe even make a living doing what they're talented to do, that
and
is like the greatest
thing. Taking their
wives
and their kids on tour with them and raising the money to do it, like Infirmities. It's like, yeah, I mean, dude was driven. And it's such a time when, you know, the going was good, because right now everybody's slammed down, you know? And
right.
There's
so
no clubs open.
It's true.
Except Mystic Land.
Mystic Land is the bomb. That's going to be, yeah, that's going to be so cool. You know, so like a good example, there is a band that I liked in 2005, 2006 called Battle Flask from L.A., you know, and they were like, I was like, what can I do to help you? Because I was putting the website, the first version of Punk Rock 101 together. And, well, I guess maybe it was the third, when it was still Jukebox 13. And, you know, I followed them. I put up videos for them, shared their stuff, you know, did like whatever I could. And here we are in 2021, and Battle Flask hasn't played in 7 years. But if you look at the flyers of all the people they've played with, it's like, oh, my God.
Are they from Cahunga by chance?
You know, I don't know. I'd have to ask Felipe. That's a good question. But yeah, I mean, it's just like, so I put like, you know, like 8 of their flyers on their custom profile so that people can see who they played with. Like, they have to be a pretty good band if they played with these guys. And the thing is, they so are. And it's like, okay, I know now is a downtime, but I tend to look through things, you know, through the minds of a chess player. And
sure.
I look at it as, if it's a problem, that's just an opportunity in disguise. So when you're downtime and you can't do shows, work on other things that you can, you know, bang out, whether it's putting lyrics on your website or tightening something up here, writing songs, you know, you just play where you can. So yeah, that part of the schoolyard is closed, but this part is wide open. You know, don't let that fact that we can't do certain things, you know, get into your mind where we can't do anything.
Right.
That's, you know, look down deep into your punk rock heart.
Didn't their bass player wear a football helmet and put deer antlers on it?
Yes. I love that. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Okay,
that's exactly right.
Them. Right on.
Yeah,
right on.
They're good.
Yeah.
They actually played, I think they had Danny DeVito, like one of his birthday parties. And they got pictures of Danny DeVito wearing the Battle Flask shirt. And I'm just like, that, because I love Danny DeVito.
He's
all
so
the way
fun.
Back to Taxi. Yeah.
I know, right? What a fun guy. I just found them on
Facebook.
Is that Danny
DeVito in your pit? Are you kidding me?
Right?
Oh, yeah,
I see
yeah,
them on
totally.
Facebook here. I didn't know they were on Facebook till just now. That's cool. They haven't posted much since December, but, you know. Happy New
Year
2021 from Battle Flask. Yeah, those guys are
right,
from my old neighborhood
right.
in Tahunga.
Oh, wow. Sweet. Yeah, and see, we were talking about that I lived in Tahunga when I was in kindergarten. I was not expecting that one. That was like a mind blast from the past.
Right.
I've been trying to remember the name of the store, and you, like, remembered it. You're like, I used to get kiss cards at the store, and you're like, oh, it was this one. Like, yes!
Oh, and remember the rock store? Right around when you curve up, you go up Mount Gleason and it curves around Tahunga Canyon Boulevard to where that little store was all made out of rocks. My kids used to walk down there and get like lollipops and things. And my friend, he used to live in the back. His parents owned the little store. And it was like a half a block from my house on Tahunga Canyon Boulevard. It was really fun.
Oh,
but
wow.
I see Battle Flask is being represented by Fat Mike.
I am so glad for that.
The band has generated a lot of press and has been featured in publications such as Fat Mike's Punk Rock. Nice.
Aww. That's what I love, right? Because Battle Flask has the talent to do that. You know, they have the talent to at least be given a shot, you know, and hopefully go do that for a living, you know, and maybe that's
right.
the thing that will bring them, you know, back together.
It says here they're in North Hollywood now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're moving.
Probably
out
just over the path.
Moving on up. Go down Sunland Boulevard and you're in North Hollywood, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally.
Or
and
go
I
the
just
other way
I have
Foothill and you're in Van Nuys in Pacoima.
Right. That's where my uncle lived. Totally. But I just want to say I have so much respect for Fat Mike for just the way he helps bands and the whole, you know, Fat Wreck label. They have helped so many bands. And they've done it without creating a cookie cutter culture. You know, it's not like, you know what I mean? Like all the bands could sound like NoFX, but they don't. They had just
right.
have talent. And, yeah, even if they're influenced, who's not influenced by something Mike and NoFX has done? You know,
yeah.
These are the guys that I always explain to people. You know, some people have one good song. Some people, like, usually their first album is really good. These guys have no bad songs and no bad albums.
I know. Everything they do is great.
That's the gold standard.
I love to see
like,
his live videos of shows and things. And, you know, I remember his first gig at the Cathay de Grand, you know, when you know, they were just starting out. And, it's been so fun to see the progression, you know, of him going to getting his own label and you know, continuing on, and he's done really well for himself, and it's like, kudos,
he's smart, you know, anybody
else
has a generous heart, you know, people may look at, oh, he's wearing a dress, so what, dude, well, this is punk rock, you know, like, who gives a, I don't know if I can cut, so
love,
I won't, but
I
who
love
cares?
I love the way he dresses, it's like so totally cool.
I mean, it's so pimp
I mean,
to have a,
takes,
like, mistress
a good,
as
or...
a wife, like, that's
I know. It
that,
takes a strong man to walk around in a dress.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A very confident, strong man to walk around in a dress. That's so cool.
But that's the whole thing with punk rock. Like, does it really matter what he's wearing, what he's saying? It's like how you treat people. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And he treats people really well. So whatever you don't like about him, that issue is on you. You know, it's not on Mike whatsoever because his character speaks volumes.
And
his music is great. Yeah. Epic. I mean, come on, Decline of the Western, or Decline, 18-minute long song that they just recorded in one day is like, and it's the greatest song ever. Who does that? So that would be my real... Yeah, exactly. But that's my, if I could say anything to the bands out there, man, dig deep, you know, be the leader in what you want to do and do those things that you want to do, you know,
that's
so
right.
You can just be your best. Be your
that's
best,
right.
man. So,
okay,
I mean,
so
like, people, who's your favorite punk band? It's like a 100-way tie, man. Like, there's so, you know, there's so many
right.
songs, thousands of them that are like, oh, my God, dude, like, if I was on a desert island, I would need to have this somehow, you know.
Right,
so,
right. Okay, well, here's one that I was telling about. You're going to love this, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
The whining pussies.
Selfie.
Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your whiny problem. Yourself. I don't give a shit about what you ate. I don't care about political taste. I don't care about your dead grandma. Bitch, you're wrong when you get chihuahua. I don't wanna know about your maladies. Don't post pictures of the food you eat. I don't give a shit about who you're with. They suck like you. Go eat a dick. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your whiny problems. My posts fly over your head. You train wreck. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit. Go fuck yourself. You made a post about that. No one cares about your ugly ass, kid. You're not sick when it's another that fuck. You're not that funny, your humor sucks. I don't give a shit about your friendship, connections, your new relationship. It's my sloppy second. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your whiny problems. My post, fly over your head.
I just love that song.
I love it too. I was cracking up. That's a good one.
I mean, he puts it all out there. Now, I mean, I know it's punk rock, but what subgenre would you put on that?
Jeez, I mean, to me, that's on the line of just straight punk rock. You know, you tell it how it is. And that's one thing, too, about punk rock. You know, it's always been the voice of anti-hypocrisy, you know. And I have a lot of issues with Facebook. I mean, a lot.
I know, like, you do. That's why I played it for you.
Yeah. I don't know
that.
If I told you, but you could blame me. In the past, when Facebook used to have music tabs on your profiles, you know, so you'd go to whoever, like, leaving, and there'd be a fear profile, you know, and you'd click on that, and then it would have, like, the music and stuff, and that music would most of the time
Facebook, be... MySpace, wasn't it?
No, MySpace, now see, I have a bigger issue with MySpace, but now that they're dead, I'm okay with them. Like, curb stomp that shit immediately, you know, because they stole a lot of my coding and ideas from the original jukebox, which was musicofficial.com. And they were making profiles for huge bands like Metallica, and they were not Metallica. You know, it was just, this is where it starts early on. Well, if we have Metallica, if they think Metallica's on here, then people are going to add them and add them and add them. And then you'd eventually
see
bands going like, this is run by the band. This is the official Addicts or the official whatever.
That, right. I know that when I was on MySpace before I came over to Facebook, one of my friends said, I think he was talking to Henry Rollins, and he goes, is this really you, Henry? And he goes, yeah. You know, it's like, I don't know. His answer was so cool of something Henry would say, you know, but it's like, dude, it's me, you know, the real deal. Step up
like, what
to the
do
plate.
You say, honestly? Like, you're trying to convince somebody that you're not, you're yourself. Like,
I did that to Keith Morris on Facebook. He said something that, because I knew him quite well back in the early days of his career, you know, and something he said, I said, "You're not Keith Morris." and just recently I posted something of Keith on the Cafe de Grand website, and I recognized that same photograph from the profile that deleted me, you know, because I said, "You're not Keith Morris."
Not at all. No, man. I know I've
but
done
I mean,
that, too.
But, I mean, if we were to cross each other on the street, we'd have a big hug and like, yeah, dude, hey, what's up, you know?
I had a supposed friend request from Bill Murray.
He's
you know,
dead.
The big comedian. And, of course, I don't believe
oh,
that.
No,
I'm like,
dead.
So
I'm,
a fake
I'm
profile.
I'm thinking Belushi, right?
Right.
Yeah, big profile people like that, they don't run their own.
Yeah,
like,
I totally didn't believe it.
Once in a while,
so
they might
to,
check in or something.
Right. So I went over there, and I was like, hey, man, fuck you. Bill Murray would not do this, and, like, talked all this major trash. And I was like, I wish I could find somebody like you, dude, so I could just beat your fucking face in, you know. And it was Bill Murray. He, like, sent me this thing, like, no, thanks for, you know, like, the looking out, you know, I'm like, oh, hey, sorry about that, dude. Like, completely sorry.
Oh, goodness.
You're right.
Okay.
What are you doing? Oh, yes. Big pack
of
finger was on the trigger. I have a loose finger, trigger finger.
Well, I think that worked out very well for everybody listening, because Six Pack Girls, No Effects, that album is so classic. It is like OG No Effects. Love it. Love it.
I know, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I tried to convince everybody at one point on Facebook that No Effects stood for North Fairfax.
Right.
And I said, like, who are you going to believe? A bunch of fucking drunk senior citizens in the band or me?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my
not
gosh.
One like.
I know, right? We got like 1 minute left here. I'm going to play the song Retaliation. And this is the Fornicators in
thank you very much.
Right on, and I look forward to working with you. Hey,
I do too. I'm super stoked.
Love it. All right, dude, have a great day, and all you out there, don't you forget to party or go home, and we'll see you next time. Later on, bye.